Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys picked up a big Game 3 victory last night, a 3-2 decision, double overtime the second time in the postseason. You guys have gone to the fifth period. Overall thoughts from Game 3 last night?
Yeah, it probably wasn't our best, but in these times in the playoffs, you're going to have to win probably a few games here and there when you aren't quite at your best. So I thought the first three periods really were kind of sloppy on both regards. I feel like it was pretty non-eventful, and then obviously it kind of picked up in the overtimes. I felt like we could have probably won that thing in the first 10 minutes of overtime. So yeah, it's always good to come out on the winning side of those ones. And we're back at her here today.
And all seven games so far in the postseason, you guys have got the first goal, which is obviously a big step. Great to play with the lead rather than from behind. So what do you attribute that to? And is there maybe more into that than I'm thinking? Or is it more just a matter of getting the good starts from your group all around?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wish we'd do the same thing in the third. So, it's been a very, very interesting series here for us so far. I mean, we haven't given up a goal. We've given up seven goals in the third period alone. I think one in the other six periods. So it's a weird one, and it's a hard one to kind of put your finger on. I think, I don't know. We're trying to rack our brain about it, but it's one of those things. We got a 2-1 lead, which is the most important thing right now. But there's always things to improve on and learn from, and obviously that's kind of the mode we're in here, and hopefully we can kind of get better as we go.
Another strong performance last night from Matthew Tuvel. He continues his brilliance for your squad. 6-1 now in the postseason for your group, 41 saves last night. What can you say about his play and keeping you guys in the big games?
Yeah, it's kind of the same story for him all the time. Is he's our guy, and he's the backbone of our team right now. There's saves that he's made that probably he shouldn't have saved, if you know what I mean, to keep us in it, especially in the overtime there. So he's been very, very good. He's had to play a lot of hockey, and he continues to kind of just keep getting better and elevating his game, and that's kind of what you want from a veteran guy.
And the special team units, we've talked about it quite a bit, but I'm going to continue to do so. You guys got another power play goal last night, 33% in the series, and the penalty kill unit perfect so far, 5 for 5 in that regards. So what is it that has elevated the special team units in comparison? Obviously, you guys were strong in the regular season, but it's gone to a complete other level here in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's maybe it's just the situation and just wanting to be those guys to go out there and kind of be the guys to win or lose games. I mean, we had two kills in overtime, which were absolutely massive for us. The guys did a great job. Power play was probably, in the series so far, was probably not our best from a possession and a kind of scoring chances. Obviously, Stav makes a really nice individual effort on the power play to get us one there, but I think we could probably sharpen up here today on the power play a little bit, but it's hard to complain when it's running at 33% too, so I think maybe just an off night for those guys, and I'm sure they'll get back at it here tonight.
And last question for you. We've seen Vernon now three times here in the postseason. You know what you'd expect from the group. Very strong in the third period. So what's going to be the key success for your group here tonight and take home a big 3-1 series lead?
Yeah, I think we got to get a bit more aggressive in the O-zone, I think. We were looking at some numbers. We didn't have a ton of O-zone time. They're making it difficult on us to cycle the puck and have sustained O-zone. So I think our forecheck needs to be a little bit better. We need to put some more pressure on these D-men to force some turnovers instead of kind of just sitting back and letting the game come to us. I think what you saw against PG in the first series is we really wanted to kind of take the play to them. And I thought last night especially we kind of let Vernon come at us a little bit too much. So I think an aggressive mindset here for us tonight will lead to us having better results.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined by Silverbacks goalie number 72, Matthew Tuvel. Matthew, another strong performance from yourself and the team last night. You made 41 saves along the way, picking up that double overtime victory. What are your thoughts on last night's game and how big that is to get that 2-1 series lead?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a big game for us to come into Vernon and take back home ice. I think our team's been playing very well. Obviously, our special teams has been very, very good as well. I feel like it myself, I wanted to have that first goal back. And so I thought I had to make a couple saves for my team. And just, you know, the boys are playing well in front of me. And, you know, it was a good game last night.
And obviously, this is your first year in Salmon Arbor. It's been a tremendous year for yourself. You've seen the support from the fans. You've got another great night here. You guys had their backing all night long. So what can you say about the support you guys have got this year?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really been to many other rinks where the away fans are packed and, like, being louder than the home fans. So obviously, we have the best fans in the league, and we're lucky to have the support from Salmon Arm.
And in terms of the series now, obviously three games in, you've seen what Vernon's going to bring to the table, and you have a great view from in between the pipes. But in terms of your teammates and what you've seen from them, what else could you maybe expect from them here in game number four, and that's going to lift your team to a big victory here tonight?
Yeah, I feel like we've had a pretty strong series so far. Obviously, when we play our way in our game, they have a hard time getting things going, but we have to find a way to lock it down in the third period. Obviously, the last three games, you know, it's what happened, so... as long as we stick to our game and, you know, don't change our game plan, we should be good to go here.
And last question for you. Talk about the support here. You also have a lot of support back home in Ontario. We know your family's watching. They stayed up late into the night watching the double overtime game last night. So what does it mean to know that they're always watching you and have your back, and maybe a shout out if you want to give towards them?
Yeah, you know, it's special when your family watches you, especially when it's such a late time for them to stay up. And it's good to have the support that I have in my last year of junior. Like, these are my last few games of my junior career. So it's nice to know that my family back home and even friends are keeping up to date on how the team's doing and staying up late and watching. So it means the world to me, and just want to try and compete as hard as I can for them.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Tavs, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Jason McKee, head coach of the Vernon Vipers. Jason, you guys fought back once again in the third period to force overtime in the end, falling 3-2 in game number three. What were your overall takeaways from the third game last night?
It's the best game we've played of the series. You know, probably deserve maybe a better fate, but, you know, like I told our team, I said, you know, honestly, I think that, you know, the series should probably be 2-1. I think they've done enough to have a 2-1 edge, and it's our job to even it up tonight. So I like the way we played. I thought it was, like I said, the best game we've played of the series, maybe of the playoffs. I thought we were very good, and they were good as well, and it was a good hockey game.
And just speaking of the performance, obviously noted all around how good you guys played last night overall and maybe deserved to get in the win at the end. But what was it about the team's performance overall that you thought made it such a good hockey game?
I just thought our energy level was better. Our details were so much better. You know, in Salmon Arm, we didn't play with enough detail. When I talk detail, wasn't, you know, systems a little bit, but more so our individual details, habits, sticks, positioning, routes that we're running, things like that. So I thought we did such a much better job of that. Our forecheck was way better. We created more turnovers, and, you know, we had enough chances to win the hockey game.
And Luke Ashton came back into the lineup for you guys, scored a big goal to cue the comeback. What did you like about his performance? A big defenseman continues to grow for your group.
Yeah, he's getting better and better. You know, you're starting to see, you know, a Bambi-type guy when he was, you know, 16 to now he's filling into a man here, and he's going to just get better and stronger. And he's starting to you're obviously starting to see him take those steps almost weekly now. So he's improved tremendously from last year to this year to this point. You know, he plays an important role for us back there. And, you know, when he's on, he's a very effective player for us.
And just taking a look at the special team units, you guys haven't had too many opportunities in the power play through the first three games, five in total, but you guys had a couple chances last night. Just in terms of maybe things you want to see different, or maybe different looks in terms of power play unit, is there anything in particular?
You know what, I think we just need to, we hurt ourselves a little bit last night with just some poor passing, and, you know, you kill 20 seconds off the clock, and, you know, a couple times we ice the puck ourselves, you know, and that's detrimental for sure. You only have so much time, and you want to get set up and get going. So there's some things technically we can change a little bit, but I think for the most part, it's on us. We got to do a better job in certain areas.
And last question for you. You've seen Salmon Arm now three times in the postseason, and like we mentioned earlier, it's probably guys your best performance last night. In terms of the key to success for your group here tonight, what is it going to be to get a big game four victory?
Well, I think our team goes as our forecheck goes. If we're aggressive on our forecheck, we play on our toes, and we play on our toes in all three zones. So I think that's an important part for us. And obviously, discipline is key at this time of year, and just, you know, creating that energy for ourselves. You know, it was a lot of hockey for both teams, but they're in the same spot we are. So we got to create that energy for ourselves. I think that's a big thing. And the will to win is as important as it's ever been for us this year. And this is a huge game for us, and we need to see that tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.